came from that demon Muniman, and he came here as Shankar. That is the opinion. But we do not accept that. What given by Mahaprabhu, we put it on our head. And also, the Shankaracharya told Madhvacharya told that the gopis in Vrindavan, they are all heavenly prostitutes. Of course, it is mentioned that some such entered into them, into their body, just as Drona entered into Nanda, Dhara in Yashoda. There are so many things come and live together with one soul. It is possible, it is mentioned in many places. So, they may come to live along jointly with the gopis, but really gopis are very high than ordinary conception of any deity of any places. But Madhvacharya had some sort of opinion in this way. Then also he preached, as we are told by one of his very pandit scholarly followers, that in Srimurti within there is the deity, whereas we think that the whole cell of Srimurti is divine. And we had a talk with that one of the biggest acharya of the sampradaya, but he could not stand. When I cited the example that when Krishna was hit by arrow by Jalabad, then blood was oozing from his body. But that blood is not a material blood. Material blood, that was a show. So also, the Srimurti. Srimurti, though it may be seen to possess some of the mundane characteristics, that is all maya, misconception. Really, it is all spiritual. Just as Sita Devi. Sita Devi's body was not mundane, though it was treated like mundane by Ramana. It was allowed to be treated like that, purposely, but not the body was mundane in any way. So, some difference we have got from the Gaudiya standpoint of Sri Chaitanya Dev with Madhvacharya, but still, as he accepted this Kesava Bharati as his Sannyas Guru, he accepted Isharapuri, Madhavapuri, they all came from Madhva group, Madhvacharya group, Mantram. And the Gaya at that time was a big Sikh temple of the Madhva school at the time of Mahaprabhu. Madhvacharya, was very, very strong. He is told to be the incarnation of Hanuman and the Bhima. They say they connect with Madhvacharya, Vyasadeva, and the Bhima, Krishna, and the Hanuman, Ramchandra. Hanuman, as Hanuman's duty towards Ramchandra relation, as Bhima's duty towards Krishna, this friendly service, and so Madhvacharya's relation towards Vyasadeva. Vyasadeva is also incarnation of Vishnu. In this way, they put it, based on Madhva Sampradaya. And Madhva Sampradaya, Madhvacharya one day, he had strength, very Herculean strength. There was a piece of stone was removed from one place to another to person purpose, to bridge over or something. And there it is written, this piece of stone was carried from that place here to this place by the single hand by Madhvacharya. What cannot be it is not possible to be carried by at least 20 or more strong people. With one hand Madhvacharya carried this way. It is mentioned. It is written in that the description is there in the stone. Then Madhvacharya, when he went to Digvijaya to in his journey to hold a meeting and refuting the opposite party, he had a bull which carried his books, necessary books for the evidence of the to be shown to the opposite party. And once one disciple asked him, after you who will preach your doctrine and who would write commentary on your books, valuable books? He pointed out to the bull, this bull will do that. Then after Madhvacharya, his four disciples successively sat in his throne. After Padmanabha, Sri Madhva Sri Padmanabha, Sriman Nrihari Madhava, Akkhubha. Padmanabha, that was Chittapakha, first disciple. That was the first successor, Madhva, Sri Padmanabha, Sri Nrihari, then the Avara Narahari. He was a minister of this Vijayanagara royal family, the Narahari, good scholar. He was the second successor. Then Madhva Sri Nrihari Madhava, the third successor was one Madhava, Jaya disciple of Madhvacharya. And the fourth, Akshobhya. Akshobhya, the fourth successor of Madhvacharya and his own disciple. Then Akshobhya was thinking one day, whom to accept in succession in our line. Madhvacharya told that this bull, he will come afterwards to preach my doctrine. But, in this way, in a preaching campaign, he is sitting in a mango garden, and just a tank, a lake was on the side, and suddenly found that a man dressed in military dress, garment, uniform, just came, and there was a bedding hut, and he got down, and he got down into the tank, and with his mouth connecting with the water, he is drinking. Then that suggestion of Madhvacharya just came in his mind. This bull, this man, just like bull is drinking water in the tank, a suggestion came. Then after he had finished his drinking, this Akkhubha Tirtha called him nearby and then began to talk with him, and gradually found that he is much interested in religious philosophy, and he became his disciple, and afterwards he became Jayatirtha. Akkhubha Jayatirtha. Jayatirtha was a great scholar, and he has written books, very argumentative, especially against the Shankara school. Jayatirtha. One of these books is named Sudha. Sudha means nectar. Nectar. Naya Sudha. The nectar in logic. Nectar in logic. That is the name of the book. And that has arm much pain against this Mayavadist code, very refuting. It's very natural and very strong in that Jyotirtha's book. It's not Dajjal. And other things, Madhvacharya. And you know the Guru Parampara, Srimadha Praha, Parimiha Parabhum, that Madhvacharya, then Rajendra, then Vidyanidhi, and Samnidhi, then Lokhipati, from then there Madhavendra Puri comes. Vyasatirtha, Tanudas, through Lokhipati, and then comes Madhavendra Puri. From Madhavendra Puri, the Gauriya Vaishnava, they reckon their origin, a new line. Deviation from, because previous to Madhavendra Puri, real symptoms of divine love in Krishna was not to be seen anywhere. From Madhavendra Puri, it is stressed that the love divine, living love divine for Krishna, can show so many signs in the mind and the body that make one cry or dance or so many other peace emotions may come from divine world and the devotion of Krishna in Vrindavan, Vrindavan bhakti. In the Vrindavan type of bhakti, says Madhavendra Puri. And from Madhavendra Puri comes Advaita Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and Ishwar Puri. And from Ishwar Puri comes Sri Chaitanya Dev. In this way, from this Madhya school, the Gauriya school has sprang up, though there is much difference between the theological conception of both the parties. Still, we respect Madhvacharya as he preached against Advaita school of Shankara and Advaita school, and established the difference between the servitor and the servant. And it is very natural and a real difference. The servitor, the Lord and the servant, a real difference. And the one Jiva is servant and he is the Lord. To receive the service, and not in any time he can be one with the Lord. This is blasphemy. In very strong terms, he has abused this, that to think, it is the most heinous thing, the servant, in any, some time, or in any time, he can attain the post of his servitor. Never. Eternally different. This then bhakti can stand. The bhakti is eternal when the difference between the Lord and his servant is eternal. Then only the bhakti can be eternal. Otherwise, the bhakti will be finished. What is this? Very strongly Madhvacharya blessed this position. From Upanishad, he has got Upanishad Vyakha, then this Anu Vyakhanam, the Vedanta, and the many other Mahabharata has got their explanation, and many other scriptures. They are all strongly based on difference of the Lord and his servant, Jiva and Bhagavan. And difference, eternal difference. And the gradation between the subjects are real. This world is also real. Otherwise, it is not fictitious. Then if I at all fictitious. Why we are caught? Then no trouble, all imaginary. Why we are feeling so much trouble? All these things. Reality has got some sort of reality. But we can get escape from this influence of Maya, ignorance. This. So Madhvacharya is the appearance today. We must show some reverence to it. Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukhamaya Dhamma Yatirjiyat. His name after taking sannyas was Ananda Tirtha. Ananda Tirtha Nama Sukhamaya Dhamma Yatirjiyat Sangsarat Navatarani Jamahe Jana Tirthayanti Buddha. The Bandhi, the scholars, they accept them as the boat by which we can cross this world of nescience, ignorance. By His instruction, by His grace, we can cross this ocean of nescience and to go to the liberation. And liberation means to attain the service of the whole divine feet of Lord Krishna. Yesterday, the day was the Madhvacharya, today Ramanujacharya disappeared. He lived near about 125 years. We are told. Of all the Acharya, the first opposition was given from the Vaishnava section towards Shankar's Mayavad, Rambhai Ramanuja Acharya. His Vishishta Dvaitavad. Shankara's philosophy is known as Advaitavad or Kevala Advaitavad. Ramanuja's philosophy is known as Vishishta Advaitavad, Panentheism. Pantheism and Panentheism. Distinct. Absolute with distinction within. Ramanuja followed a particular school in the southern India and before him his sampradaya was existent. And they can trace the origin of the present sampradaya in the modern age from one Shatakupa. Shatari, Shatakupa, Nammalar, all these names. He did not know Sanskrit. But in Tamil language the origin has come. And that gradually developed. And the Sanskrit knowing people also came to join that. The Ramanu Sampradaya has conceived that many alwars are the agents from the Vaikuntha. Has come in that country. One of Kuresha, Kuresh is a contemporary of Ramanuja, one Kulasekhara Acharya. He was a king of Kerala, but a great devotee. He has written many Sanskrit verses. He is known as Mukundamala Stuttam. That is contribution towards pure devotion. contribution, successful contribution to pure, established pure devotion. He lived nearby first century AD, before Shankara. So the basis of Ramanuja Sampradaya, of course, they trace from Lakshmi Devi, the Chatur Sampradaya, the four pure Vaishnava Sampradaya, comes from its origin from four persons. Sri Brahma, Sri Lakshmi, from her began the Ramanuja Sampradaya. Sri Brahma, from Brahma, then Madhvacharya came this Brahma Madhva Sampradaya, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Rudra Sampradaya, Rudra Vishnu Swami, Sridhar Swami, they all come from Rudra Sampradaya. Shiva, he is the first propounder of that Sampradaya. Shuddham, Shuddhadvaita, Shuddhadvaita, Shankar, philosophy, Kevaladvaita or Vidhadvaita, Sridhar Swami or Vishnu Swami, Rudra Sampradaya, Shuddhadvaita. And Madhvacharya, Shuddha Dvaita, not Shuddha Advaita, Shuddhadvaita, or Shuddha Dvaita, or Dvaitadvaita Nimbarka, origin from Sanak Sanatana Sanandana Sanat Kumar, Chatushyam. And Nimbarka was the middle age Acharya. He has got Bhashyam, commentary on Vedanta, Pariyad Bhashyam Nimbarka. Ramanuj has got his Bhashyam Vedanta. Every Madhvacharya has got Bhashyam, Sridhar Swami has got Bhashyam. Then Gaudiya Sampradaya has got Bhashyam and Vedanta. Sri Bhashya is the name of the commentary of Ramanuja. Ramanuja there is no caste distinction in the Vaishnava school of the Ramanuja Sampradaya. The main first modern Acharya, he comes from a so-called lower class section, that Shataku, but he is revered extensively by the Ramanuja Vaishnava. Shataku, Shatari, Nammalar, all these his names. And from there, so many alwars are poor, so many descents of the agents of Vaikuntha, from Vaikuntha, so many, especially 12 in number, Dadash Alwar. And that, as I told, that King of Kerala, he is considered also one of them. Nammalar, one of them. Then Yamunacharya, from where it got more strength in the Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya. Yamunacharya. When he was a boy, there is a story. He was reading in a